We're back in session and we'll continue with the fire department. Is there something you wanted to add, Chief?
Yes, sir. I was talking to my crew, and with the extra people, if we're allowed to have them, that will reduce the workload on my current crew, and by doing that, we can do the fire hydrants if we have the extra people.
Well, I would hope so.
If we'd rather have to hire somebody from outside, we can do the fire hydrants.
We'll wait and see what we get for a price from Dave Dobrin, but it's Dave Dobrin against $220,000, $230,000.
So I have a question, just as a, I'm trying to just look for different ways to see how we can make this work the best with the budget that we currently have, right? This is where we're at. What are your, all of your thoughts on part-time people versus full-time?
Part-timers will have the same qualifications that we do.
Sure.
We've looked at it, and I think Chief Wright figured everything, and the difference between having a part-timer on every day and having a full-timer on was, what was it, 40,000 you come up with a year?
22.
22,000.
Per person?
Per, $22,000 total, but
with three.
Difference between having three full-timers and having part-timers come in, because I'd have to hire, oh gosh, several. I'd have to hire way more than I got now, because I can't work a part-timer over 30 hours a week without them becoming full-time. So
right.
I would have to have a slew of part-timers willing to commit and make sure we had coverage. And even that, I'm not sure I'd have coverage every day, because they're going to give us days, you know, that they're available. With full-timers, that's guaranteed. Two people there every day. Two certified people. To be a full-time firefighter in the state of Arkansas, we require it to be done when you come on. But you have to be a firefighter, at least a firefighter one certified. We require firefighter two because of our manpower and the fact that we have to have somebody that can take charge. So to be a full-time firefighter, you have to be certified by the state of Arkansas through IFSAC to be a paid firefighter. So you have trained, certified firefighters on duty. With full-timers, I'm guaranteed to have them people on. Then I can use my part-timers to fill in for vacations, sick pay, or sick leave and all that. But to staff 7 days a week with part-timers, I haven't got the numbers, I have to sit down with Rich. We're probably looking at maybe close to a dozen, just to make sure we don't run anybody over the 30 hours a week.
Okay.
I still need part-timers, but I need them to help fill in.
Thank you.
Any other commissioner comments?
How many volunteers have we got right now?
I believe 14.
14?
Yeah. We had more, but we had volunteers that were not showing up, and I went through and trimmed our roster because that affects us on ISO and other things. And I've got a few more that I'm fixing to trim off.
So
I'd say
even when they want to get there, we're going to get rid of them and hire somebody full time.
If I've got somebody that's not showing up to start with, they're no good to us. They're no good to us if they're not showing up to start with. But a full timer, I'm guaranteed to have there.
Any other comments, fire department? Let's move on to the general fund. And what I have there is the $200,000
remaining on the UV light.
And that's a need.
Not yet.
So that's positively identified as a need. Any discussion with that? The rec center. Well, the marina has no...
The marinas was still that $100,000
for the
additional
docks. I didn't even see that on here. But.
No,
it's
but
not listed.
We didn't list it because we talked about that previously, and that's just something we can talk about. But I think we pretty much weeded that out as of right now.
Okay. And I suggest we move to the rec center, which wants $10,000 for a lawnmower, which I don't know where that number came from, but you could buy zero turns all day long for six.
Yeah, and that was, I just estimated that one high.
Okay.
Bad Boys.
I think it's a need that they probably do need a lawnmower over there. I just disagree with you.
Yeah.
You could buy zero turns all day long for $6,000.
The Bad Boys, which are the ones that we are purchasing now, they're a lot better mower, are right at $8,500. The mower they have currently right now is 20 years old. It's a orange one.
I know it's an orange one.
Yes, Husqvarna, thank you.
Husqvarna or Kubota or something?
Kubota, yes. I believe it's, and it's 20, I went and looked at it last week because they're having to put new spindles and everything on it, and it's 20 years old.
Well, I think it's a need. Again, I think the way the rec center looks is important. And if they don't have a lawnmower to mow grass with, that's a problem. So I see that as a need. Any other discussion on the rec center as far as the lawnmower?
Well, like I said, I think we can get by with a lot less of a lawnmower than we don't need $120,000 or $60,000 lawnmower.
So where is their responsibility for? Obviously the
everything around the barn, the putt-putt golf, everything around the
that's probably
that whole
5 acres
area.
But I guess what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to think of, like, you know, we have the 9-hole golf course down there.
Even 15.
So I'm like, is there not an agreement that we can work amongst the team that says, by the way, 9-hole, can you also mow this large area? I guess that's where I'm trying to see. Are we getting another piece of equipment for a whole
new We don't want wear and tear on a fairway mower or a greens mower to mow the rough pasture over by the...
And I just asked a question.
Duplicating.
I mean, we already have duplicate equipment for 9-hole versus the 18-hole. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think for $10,000, we ought to probably say that's a need, don't you think?
Well, that's why I asked where their area is. Yeah, that's not a push mower area.
Yeah, that's a pretty big area, David. It's a whole ball
of hand. Yeah, if we had it to where we could use the reason I asked was obviously the night, you know, we had some tractors over there. So. Okay.
Now we'll talk about the restaurant, Misty.
Sorry, I didn't mean to butt in out of my turn. The doors. I totally forgot about those. So our front doors, it's probably been about a month and a half ago, they fell down. Fortunately, it was Spencer that managed to catch that rather than a customer. But anyway, we did have someone that came in and Hillbilly engineered kind of a fix for it, but we do need to replace those, not to mention the very large gap that lets in whatever kind of air is outside versus inside. It's not very good. So I think probably high end, maybe $5,000, but the doors are kind of important.
Believe it or not, the doors at the clubhouse were in the capital improvement budget about 4 years ago. They were supposed to be changed out because they're not ADA compliant.
Oh, that's right. They're going to add the ADA push button on them.
Exactly. So if we're going to fix those doors, and I think at that time we had in the budget about $10,000 to replace those with ADA compliant electric doors, which is what we probably should be looking at.
Yeah, and I did not look at that when I was trying to find a cost for them.
We were going to do that in the hallway door. That's where, when I got here, that's where we talked about putting in the ADA hallway, the double doors there in the hallway between the ballroom and the restaurant, that's where they were looking at putting them.
Yeah, they were saying they were not handicapped or something.
Yeah.
And so, I think you're right, that they weren't for the original front door.
Yeah,
it was for for the ballroom access.
Yeah.
So that's totally ADA compliant.
Well, with that thought in mind, then, if we do them in the hall, do we also have to do something from the hallway into the restaurant in order to make that compliant?
Yes.
That would be opening another can of worms, because that doorway from the restaurant into the hallway is not going to be compliant.
Yep.
I guess my point is, if we're going to replace the front doors, they should be ADA compliant.
Yeah.
whether we do any others, that's, you know, another day, another argument, but if we need to replace the front doors on the restaurant, they need to be ADA compliant. And I recall that it was about 10 grand to put in one set of ADA compliant doors, and that's been a couple, two or three years ago, so I don't know for certain what it costs, but it's more than 5 grand. Because there's electrical involved, and you gotta put in a switch, and there's some work involved.
Right, and I had not considered that. I had only, when I looked it up, I had only looked for the fact that I needed new doors.
Okay. Well, I see that as a need. And I would suggest that we budget probably 10 grand to deal with the doors.
I think at least it'll cost that. And that, you know, by the time you have the electricity and all that stuff put over there, it probably will cost at least that.
Misty, did you have anything else besides the doors?
No, we had previously talked about the fountain and the hallway, but we thought the cost of that would be relatively minimal. I mean, because Rich had found one that was going to be like $1,500, and then we discussed the upgrades to the bathroom, but those are going to be minimal as well.
I was in your bathroom the other day, and I'm not certain what upgrades you want to do.
The sinks, and I don't know if you turned the sinks on. So we probably need to just redo the sinks and maybe redo the formica around them. I know the ones in the, a lot of it is cosmetic except for the sinks, the way that they work, because they're old. I've tried to find the little replacement aerators that would like screw on there so that way water doesn't shoot out everywhere, and I can't. They're oxidized enough that I can't get anything to screw on there and actually control the flow of it so it doesn't squirt all over the person washing their hands. So probably just four new sinks, and then the Mica and the men's bathrooms, like orange versus, you know, the blue everywhere else.
Okay. Well, I definitely think the doors are needed. The faucets for certain are a need.
Yeah, and them are pretty minimal costs. I mean, you're looking at $200 per faucet.
Yeah.
And then you could even get the drop-in sinks for $150 if you want to replace the sinks.
Can you buy a top?
Sure. Like,
and with a sink and everything all combined in it and just set it in there? That's what we have at our house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can buy those as
you can. And, you know, then you just put a faucet on it and you're done.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on to the roads. The road department's asking, well, it's somewhat confusing because the VersaBoom has already been approved.
Yep.
But it was not bought. It was already budgeted for 2025?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But because we have to do it.
But since we did not purchase it in 2025, if by the time it gets to us in 2026, you have to roll it over in a capital improvement to show that it's being paid in 2026 instead of 2025.
Okay. In addition to that, $116,866 for two Workmaster tractors, brush hogs, and a Rhino 36 6-inch rotary cutter. Oh, brush hog. Okay.
That's the brush hog.
So I guess there's no discussion on the VersaBoom, that's already been purchased. So I guess the discussion is on the two tractors that for $116,866.
And like, I don't see Mike out here now.
Mike's not here, but
not here.
But from last week. You know, I asked him, you know, could we just, that's why I asked, are we on a 3-year, a 5-year plan? Because when I said, do you have to have two or can we do one this year? And one next year, he said, well, I've already got another $75,000 to $80,000 for another tractor for next year. So I don't see two as a need. He's saying he needs two, and the two that they have, one's got a transmission issue, and the other one is
burning oil.
And they want to send him to auction and try and recoup some of that. Yes. $15,000 a piece, roughly, guesstimating. He also, similar to the fire department, what is it called, Purple Wave, the auction time? I think he mentioned, I don't have it in front of me, but I thought he mentioned it was like roughly $25,000-ish. Was it 25 or was it $50,000 that he's actually auctioned this year that he got money?
A little over 26,000 this year.
26,000 that we could put toward one of these similar sale from one of their other tractors from this year. Kind of, it's in the general fund, just like the 85 or $80,000 fire truck. We could put that toward one maybe.
Well, we got $10,000 for the insurance money.
Right, that was the other part. Yeah, so there's, you're starting to close the delta for one, but I'm not thinking that two is the need personally.
I'm thinking that too, that we probably could buy with one.
Well, my question is, we have $116,866 for the two tractors. If you divide that in half, you're, you know, $60,000 roughly. And then in addition to that, you gotta spend another $6,000 on the cutter?
For the Bush Hog. That's the $60,000 is just for the tractor, and then another $6,000 just for the mower.
Well, the part I'm confused about is he's got two tractors, but only one rotary cutter.
We bought a new one last year, so we already have one new mower.
Okay.
New mower
okay.
Or cutter?
The cutter.
So what now, technically, we're talking about a need is a tractor and a brush hog.
A need is one tractor because we already have one brand new brush hog.
Okay.
So if we had, if we got the one new tractor, then we have a new brush hog to put on that. The want is two tractors, one hog.
Okay. I guess my feeling on the need is if we need one tractor, that we could look for a two-year-old diesel. It's not as important a tractor as it was for the first of them because you got all this stuff that's got to be hooked up and hydraulics and all that. Just a brush hog. Any old tractor will pull a brush hog. It doesn't have to be brand new, which is, I don't understand why we gotta buy brand new when you can buy one that's 2 years old for $15,000 or $18,000 less. And it's just mowing grass. So I don't understand the need for a brand new one. Any other comments about the road department? Water and sewer?
Wait a minute, I have a comment on the roads department. Can we, do we buy blacktop and truckloads? I mean, we haven't been putting blacktop on these patches like you say Holiday Island, and a lot of them are sank down and is rougher than a cob. I mean, is that not in, that's not in their budget whatsoever, is it?
What?
For a load of, for, you know, to fix some of these holes.
Coal patch is in the his line item budget, and he gets them by the truckload.
How many loads do we have lined up in the budget?
Well, we're over that line this year because of the, and this is, so when the water main, we get, the water department gets a hole, Mike's budget goes towards patching that hole with coal patch. So a lot of the, his line item, or a lot of his purchases for the coal patch and fill is stuff to fix the water department's holes.
How come we don't use the, don't we have a roller that when we put that coal patch in that we can back those? Well,
that was also on our 2 year plan, was a new compaction roller. It was
I mean, all we're doing, if you don't have it smooth, all you do is those cars or trucks they just wash it out, pretty soon, you got another hole.
Yep.
I mean, we're just not doing a good job of patching on those roads whatsoever.
Yeah.
I looked at this and I talked to people both at the water department and the road department. This is what I was told. There's a water leak, the water department goes out, digs it up, repairs the leak. They do the backfill, just throwing stuff in the hole and driving over it with their truck. And then the street department comes and puts paving over top of it. And then when it sinks, and there's a big depression within 90 days, the water department gets blamed for the crap, or the road department gets blamed for the crappy patch. Well, it has nothing to do with the patch. I've been fixing holes for 10 years. The issue is the water department is not compacting. And my suggestion is we budget money, $3,500, $4,000 for a new jumping jack, that whoever backfills that hole, it has to have a 90% compaction before they pave.
Every 6 inches.
And I think that is the biggest problem, is we got two different departments working on a hole and pointing fingers at each other. And Holiday Island residents wind up with a bunch of crappy potholes that were patched incorrectly. And if it takes, and I was told, you know, I was told they don't have a jumping jack, so they have no way to correctly compact soil after it's been dug up and put back.
Yeah, they've been using a plate packer, which
that's,
you know,
that's not
no, it does, it doesn't do pack as well as a jump jack. Plate packers for the top surface,
right?
Yeah,
when it's 4 feet down and you're backfilling, you need a jumping jack in the hole compacting as you go.
Yep.
And I suggest we budget enough money to buy the water department or the whoever's doing the backfilling, that they compact these things with a mechanical device that's capable of 90% compaction.
Use the right tool for the job.
And according to what I'm hearing from our employees, they do not have the correct tool. And I think it's incumbent on us to supply them with the right tool. No different than the fire department.
Randy, is it possible that they can share those tools with, like, say, they, when the golf course digs up a hole, and they don't dig up that many of them, because they have trouble with compacting those, and pretty soon you got a hole there. Same way, they're not getting it compacted. They just shove the stuff in, and that's it. They should put sand in them, then they won't sink.
Or compaction with a jumping jack.
Right.
And I would definitely say we need to supply. According to the street department, the water department's actually doing the backfilling.
Yes.
Then they need a jumping jack in order to compact correctly, so that the street department isn't constantly blamed for crappy patch jobs.
I agree.
Okay. Anything else with the road department?
No.
Last but not least, the full-time employee rate of 3%. Commissioner, comment? Nicole, what'd you give your people?
Well, we haven't done anything yet, so that's not up for discussion. I wholeheartedly agree with them needing a raise. I think that, you know, you want to reward the employees that you have to keep them. I think that it's important to show them that they're appreciated, and doing that through raises and through, you know, holidays and PTO and things like that, I think it's necessary to keep happy employees.
I agree.
I would agree with that to a point, but it's really a sloppy way to do it. Each person should be interviewed and they should get a raise based on merit. This coverall, so you're giving the crummy employee the same amount of raise as you give the good employee.
That's
the problem I have with overall 3% raises. It's easy to do that.
Well, there's 3% could be a cost of living as well. I mean, that's 3%
But the cost of living is a 2.8.
But 3% is not much.
But, you know, there's a heck of a lot of difference between an employee getting $100,000 and there is somebody getting $30,000. So 3% of 30,000 is a lot different than 3% of 100.
Yeah.
So I think we ought to take that on an individual basis and figure out what we're going to give that person for a raise.
So, and I agree on that side of it. So if it's under manager's discretion that at their yearly evaluation that it's gone over with Rich as to what their percentage is based off of their yearly evaluation, that's fine. But then I don't know where, I mean, we can't say like, oh, you make 100,000, so I'm going to only give you 1%, but I'm going to give this person who only makes 30,000 3% because of the difference. Like that has no merit. It should be based on the job regardless. If the $100,000 employee is an excellent employee, they should be getting just as much in any department, the same amount. I think that it should be based on merit. It should be based on your time that you show up, how you work with your other employees. I think that the 3% is important to offer. I agree that it shouldn't just be a blanket, but I think it is something that is necessary to offer to the heads of the department to determine what their staff, based off of their yearly evaluation, would be.
When I used to do yearly evaluations, I was given a budget how much I could give for the next year's raises. Some employees got a 2% raise, some guys got 6% if they met their goals. Some got no raise. My point is, 3% is an easy cover-all. For 58 grand, we can give everybody a 3% raise. But I think there's some people that go above and beyond, and I'm not going to mention names, but I know one employee that probably deserves a lot more just because they've done an outstanding job this year.
And that's why it's up for discussion. I would agree. That's why I'm saying it doesn't have to be 3%. I think that there should be discretion of the heads of each department, that we give them the discretion of, you have either this much money to use as your budget or you have this much percentage wiggle room that we can determine. But I do think it's important to be able to give that to our valuable employees to show them the appreciation and to show them that we appreciate the job that they do. If they don't deserve it, then absolutely they shouldn't get anything. 100%. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But I think that that's not something, I think that's something that is up to the department heads and the district manager as to each employee. Now, we can set the standard of a budget for each department, a percentage of their budget, or we can, however you want to do that. But I do think it's important that I don't believe that we determine the percentages in terms of what each employee gets, because that's not what we're here to do.
I agree with that. But my point is, people that deserve more than 3%, not so much the 3%, I think there's people that deserve more. So I don't know that our
right, and I'm
54,000 is an accurate number, because I think Rich should have the discretion, if he so desires, that he can give an exemplary employee a 5% raise or a 6% raise.
I would 100% agree with that.
And that's
but
the
I do
only
think
time.
That I do think that at the end of the day, though, there still needs to be an overall budget as to how much that percentage can be. Because if you go to, let's say you go to the fire department and you give the fire department all 10% raises, well, that only leaves a very minimal amount that you can give other employees and departments in other areas.
That's what I said. When
so
I do it, I got a budget of X amount of dollars, and I had to stretch it for the whole
right.
group.
Right, and I that would be a different way to look at it. If you wanted to take a 3% as an overall, or we wanted to look at a budget of 5% overall, however we want to look at it, and then that goes to the discretion of Rich and the district and the heads of each department, for their discretionary at that point to give 6% to one employee, 4%, 2%, whatever it is at that point. Yes, but I think that we need to figure out how do we get to that number, I guess, would be the...
Well, we've got a starting point of 54,000 at 3%.
Right.
Okay? So if we just sit at 5%, we would be at 68,000. And you can just say, that is your budget, Rich. Make it work for the raises. Or you can just go along with just giving everybody a 3%, we stay at 53,900. I would rather have, give Rich a budget of 65,000, you give out the raises the way you see fit.
I agree with that on one hand, but the hard number, I think, is an issue in a sense that you want to give that exemplary employee 6%. But that means that a good employee, who's still a good employee, he shows up every day, he wasn't amazing, but he still should be getting something. And now you take that 6% went to the exemplary employee, and you're only going to give him 1% when he
done. We've already budgeted for everybody
at
3%.
I understand.
And if you increase that dollar amount in the budget, he has flexibility. Everybody's guaranteed 3. The extra additional in the budget gives him more money to give to the 4, 5, 6% raise.
You're talking a
So I'm saying that no employee, good, bad, or indifferent, will get less than 3.
I understand.
Yeah,
okay.
We're talking a
Rich, do you have a comment about that?
So right now, the 3% raise, and this is however you guys want to do it, is based off every single employee, just their cost of living. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what every employee gets. We do take each individual department, and we give, if they get certified in something or do other things, they do get individual raises. They're not based off percent, they're just based off nickels and dimes, but they do get pay increases for different departments for different stuff they accomplish. So we're basically doing what you're asking already.
Okay.
We're just not doing it in a percentage, we're doing it with 25 cents, 50 cent raises.
And that's just done all throughout the year, or is that at the year end?
Nope, it's done throughout the year, depending on what they meet in their job goals, but they only get once a year. So at the end of the year, this 3% raise is just for everybody that works for us, gets this raise. During a year time, if they do certain things for their job that they have to do, then they get a pay increase one time a year. So quarter, 50 cents, it's small. But they do get recognized for extra achievements in their pay.
Well, then maybe this is a no-brainer. We just approved the need for the 3% across the board.
But if you want to do 5, I won't complain.
I'm sure you won't. I'd rather take the 2% you're talking about, give it away, and put that into servers and cooks at the restaurant. Because I think that's the biggest problem we have right now.
And that's another line item that we put in there. It was additional add to Misty's, and we've already changed that. So.
Okay.
Is the 3% just full time?
Yes. That is downfall.
What about part time people?
Part time is, and I hate when I say this, but it's under my discretion to raise their salaries whenever we want. And there are some part-timers that are at 14 and some at 15. And that's based off the duties they have to do.
Okay. David, you look at me confused.
No, no.
Are you agreeing with all this?
No, I was getting ready to say we were going into a hybrid is what you were talking about. You were talking about a 3% profit and what we were talking about, merit pay, you know, working on a company, but instead of doing it throughout the year, kind of on the spot, merit at a percentage of increase your pay, it might be an annual bonus, you know, where you have each department had $15,000 that we allocate above and beyond the 3%, and then the department has the discretion to recognize their staff with that extra bonus once a year, incumbent on having at least one or two checkpoints with each employee throughout the previous year to say, hey, here's where you're good, here's where you're not, and at the 6-month mark in the summer, like, hey, you're kind of lacking here, or this is where I see you need some improvement, and you get those beginning of the year bonuses, or Christmas bonuses, what we used to call it. So what you're saying is, I was hearing two different things we were doing. We're talking across the board, and then we're going to a hybrid is what I heard. So anyway, that's all I'm saying.
We used to do raises based on your budget. If you're under your budget by whatever amount that is, you've got a percentage of that to give back in raises or bonuses. If you're over your budget, you don't get raises. Simple as that. But people that met their budget and they were 8,000 under their annual budget. They got like 40% of that 8,000 to give out in bonuses to the people in their department because they were responsible for being under budget.
Yeah, there's all sorts of ways to address it. I'm just saying.
Well, I kind of like the way we're doing it right now, and we just go with the need for the 3% approved and go along with that, and Rich can dole out money on merit raises throughout the year. So how much money have we spent?
We're actually not that bad.
So my question would be, since we don't have bids, or you know, where you're talking about a used tractor for the roads department, so do we want to make a guesstimate as to what one would be then to put into the budget? Are we?
Well, I think we give them a budget and they can purchase a vehicle for whatever that budget amount is. We know that a new one is 60,
right?
65,000 or thereabouts.
Right.
If we say we'll budget 40,000 for a replacement tractor, then they can buy whatever they want as long as it's 40,000 or less.
Okay.
Can we just have a rundown on each one that we've considered as a need? We've talked about them and.
Well, if we want to go back to the beginning and run through the needs again?
Yeah, just label what we consider the need.
Very well. We started with the pro shop and didn't see that the cart shelter was a need. Then we went to the golf maintenance and we saw that the greens mower could be put off till 2027. The leases we would roll over and continue to pay until we come up with a better idea later. Because those lease agreements were $40,000. Then we'd have to turn around and buy more vehicles, more mowers.
Mowers, equipment.
Was that correct?
Yep.
And then the they had four utility carts, and Nicole's agreement, the need could be two. And those carts were at, it looks like about 12 grand a pop.
Using my old cart, of course, for $10,000.
And we agreed that the campground has a need for a tractor with a loader.
At 21?
Yeah, 21,000. We agreed that the need for the fire department was the air packs and the fire truck for 250, based on the selling of two other trucks. For the general fund, the need is 200 grand for the UV light system, the balance of the light system. We agreed that the rec center needs a new zero-turn mower. They budgeted 10 grand. Rich says we can buy one for 8,500 bucks.
Yeah.
The road department, this goes back to what Nicole was talking about for one used tractor and a brush hog. We don't even need a brush hog. We could just do a used tractor for 40 grand. And that's all they need.
And then we also have the restaurant, the ADA compliant doors that we added on.
I didn't write that down. Yeah, the need for the restaurant was a budget minimum of 10 grand for.
Yeah, we have it. That's what we are estimating right now is $10,000.
$10,000 for the restaurant. And then the other need was the $54,000 for 3% raises.
And then also, did you do the $200,000 for the SCADA?
No.
There's also that.
Okay.
And you said 5K roughly. I don't know what jumping jack costs, but you said 5K-ish.
Yeah. So we got another 5,000 for a jumping jack, and how much was the skid?
200,000.
200,000. Was that just that?
Yes.
I thought that was a couple of things.
Well, that's the whole. Oh, sorry.
I got it.
That's the whole new computer system, this everything on that whole SCADA thing.
Okay.
That's a big...
I remember it was 200 grand, but I thought there was a couple things he was buying for that.
It comes with the whole new program system, computer, screen, monitors. I mean, it's a big deal.
Okay, well...
But the programming was the most of that cost.
Okay, well, we saw that as a need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything else that we needed to...
The only other thing I thought we left off, but we still put a line item on there, is for the fire, a need to call for the David Dirk or... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're
right. We need to put a number in there.
I mean, is that really going to be anything close to $10,000?
What?
$100? If you go $100,
well, if we,
times 2,600.
If you got a company in, yes. Okay.
So I'm just saying, worst case, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'd rather be there and we don't need it than.
I mean,
so really, what's your budget number? 30,000?
That would be $100. Just, yeah, let's say 100 times.
We got what, 200
and something hundred? Yeah, so say 26,000 or. Say 30,000. I think that's, because we're not, it could be 100, it could be a little bit more, we just don't know.
100?
I mean, $100 a hydrant is what I'm asking.
Oh, I'm saying for a budget number, we ought to put in something like 30, right?
That's, I agree. I think 30,000 is a good starting point.
I would think there's...
Especially if we can get...
Well, having been in the construction industry for my whole career, the first two hydrants might take you an hour and a half. After you've got two or three, they take 15 minutes.
I'm sure where there's a bulk cost, too. So,
yeah.
My
point is, as you do them, the time goes down, and so does the labor. So I think we're safe at 30 grand. And if we need to, we can amend that later after talking to David, but I think that's pretty good proposal.
But I agree
with you. So line item-wise, what the hydrant part of it, which budget would that be coming out of?
Who do you want to blame? The water department?
There's not a blame.
I think it's a fire department requirement, correct, for maintaining annually.
Yeah, it's probably
they have to be maintained.
So I think it's a fire department versus water.
That's what.
So that's what that budget money should go.
I took it out of fire.
Ultimately, it's responsibility of the water department, but the fire department, it affects us ISO-wise, so we have to make sure it's done.
Can we split the cost?
Traditionally, it's what
it don't
I mean,
matter.
Split the difference then.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm saying just to split the difference then, 15 you, 15 water, so that you're both, you know.
The water does bring in its own revenue, but I mean, at the end of the day, we're still one big happy family.
I was going to say, if we do that with the water, we're still at 100%, 110%.
That's what I'm asking, if it's possible. I'm.
Why don't we just put it all in the fire department for now?
I tried.
Just because of the water department is its own entity.
And right now it's just line item. It's just line item anyway that we're putting in the capital improvements. So.
Right. Yeah. Right. This one we have to cover the budget.
Yeah.
And has anybody been calculating a running total?
No.
Well, do we have any idea where we're at?
Made 850,000.
Is that without the full-time employees?
That's without the full-time employees. But that's, I mean, as of right now, with you, what you got, you're about $860,000,
$70,000.
$892,500.
Yeah,
we're close.
$900,000. Yeah. We did well. That's within our budget, right?
It is. Not within what I was.
Well, you also have to consider, too, is in your guys' math, are you taking into account the money that we have set aside for
them? I have not.
Because that's going to be minus $200,000 between the selling of the trucks to buy the new fire trucks that we're estimating maybe 50,000. So that's going to take 200,000 off of the top number right now. Right?
I didn't estimate what he's selling trucks for. I didn't estimate the insurance money, the Purple Wave money, all that stuff. I didn't estimate what we could sell the other tractor for. I mean, this is just right out of our pocket right now, $875,000. And that's not revenue that we'll bring in for, or that we have brought in so far, or that we could possibly bring in more.
Did you say that included the full-time fireman or not?
Didn't.
No.
You covered everything that I got highlighted with lawnmowers, used tractors for the checking on price for a used tractor, which I just figured it at 50 for a used, because if we give the roads department 50, they might be able to get two used ones, 25,000 a piece, and there's two birds, one stone. SCADA system, campgrounds, lawn tractor, air pack, fire truck, hydrant maintenance, UV.
I think we need to go back to the golf department. The issue I have there is we still have to make payment on those leases.
Well, right now with the golf maintenance,
I'm still confused there. He said, we know for a fact we've got five leases that are going to come up, four in March and one in November.
Mm-hmm.
Totaling, I'm not even sure what the actual number is.
The total for all five is $56,471.43 to pay off.
Yeah.
That's total of all five payoffs is $56,471.43.
Okay. So we pay them off. They come and get them, right?
We keep them.
No, we keep them.
When I looked at the agreements on the leases, and I'll look at them again, as to what the actual cash value was at the end of the lease, it was blank.
Yeah. They sent us an email with our four options of what we could do, and it's buy them outright, trade them in and start a new lease with new equipment. There was four options. I can't remember the other two. But yeah, they sent us four options of what we can do with that lease.
So these machines are... These five machines are 4 years old?
Yes. I believe it was 4 years.
They're 4 year leases.
Mm-hmm.
So if we paid them off, we'd have decent machines for
$58,000.
$56,000. Yeah, that's the reason Nicole and I were talking earlier versus spending a continuing lease for $36,000. Why would we just not
pay them off? I didn't understand that, because when I looked at the leases, it was like there was a payoff amount at the end that was intentionally left blank and initialed.
We got confirmation in an email.
Yeah, I think that it's left off in a sense of if you're paying more, if you had late payments, they can't give you the exact amount until your lease is up. Because depending on if you paid more towards the principal, whether your payments were late, whether all those different things, they can't give you an exact payoff until it's time, because they need to factor in all that additional information.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we ought to back on the rec center, we ought to just pay off those leases and be done with it.
On the golf,
golf maintenance.
Yes, I agree.
What did I say?
You said rec center.
The golf maintenance.
I agree, they need to be just
we should
paid
just pay off.
Off
the leases,
yes.
Be done with it.
Yes.
For the equipment.
And we'll put out the T-mower until next year. And the utility carts, will look at two of them.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I might have goofed up your math over there again, but...
He's got the total now.
Okay.
And I'll submit all this to Nicole, or not for Nicole,
Jennifer.
She's right here, Jennifer. And that way... I get this, she had a meeting tonight, but I'll get this sent off to her today, and then she'll start working on this and hopefully get it to us quick as Licky Split. Hopefully by the middle of the end of this, well, Thanksgiving, ain't it? Yeah, he'll
buy. But we have until the end of December to approve a budget. Yep. I'd kind of like to.
And we have the special meeting already set up for December 10th. So we can do that, and we can.
And hopefully the city will have voted on their budget between now and then.
Yes, because that's going to help.
Which lets us know where we stand with.
Fire department.
The fire department contribution on the interlocal with the city of Holiday Island. So I think we're in good shape, and we can finalize this all again later on. Anything else we need to go over?
I don't know where the agenda is right. Got so many papers.
Commissioner comments. That's where we're at.
Well, I was, like I said, I think I presented that lease thing earlier, and that was quite a while ago, over a year ago, when it had been that contract that we bought. We were paying 13.35% interest.
Oh, your mic. Your mic.
We were paying 13.5% interest on that, and then when you add up the cost, we ended up. We paid that, and we didn't. We don't own it when we get done. Leases have never paid off. If you got the money, you're better off buying the equipment, and then you own it. And then this leases stuff, I think, is a joke. I don't know what you guys think about it, but
I agree with you, Doug. Leases are a waste of money. I don't know how many other outstanding leases we have. When we pay off these. We paid off one. I think 2 weeks ago I signed a check for $70,000 for another John Deere lease payoff.
Yep.
I don't know how many other leases we have out there.
I believe this. The only thing we got left is the golf cart lease, which we will always have a golf cart lease. But
not if that goes out until 2028. Yeah. I looked at that lease. It's
yeah,
it's way out there.
Yeah,
I don't know how we.
That should be. I'm pretty sure that's our. That's it. I'd have to look back on our contracts, but I'm pretty sure once these three leases are up. We're done with leases.
Sherry, you brought up leases last week. Is that all of them?
I think that is all. I think the roads is.
Yep, roads is done.
Roads is done. I think those are the only two Wells Fargo leases we have.
Oh.
I have a month-to-month
dishwasher lease.
Oh, dishwasher.
Yep. Which is what, $35 a month or something?
No, it's $112 a month.
$112 a month.
Yeah.
For that dishwasher lease.
Okay.
But the golf carts.
Yeah, that's
at least. But yeah, that's
2028,
yeah.
We need to sit down and figure out what that golf cart lease costs us per year versus us buying them out.
We will never be able to afford to buy 62 golf carts.
Well, they're $10,000 a piece, let's just say that, okay? So 62 carts, and, you know, you pay $10,000 for them.
That's $620,000.
$620,000. But when you get, but how much are we paying in that lease over 8 years?
Well, I don't know, but it's about $4,500 a month.
But it's not every month. It's only 9 months out of the year.
So when you add that all up.
Is that right? Nine.
Yeah.
That's, and then you just still don't own the golf carts when you're done. You got nothing. Yeah, then you have to redo it again. You could buy used golf carts.
That's a tough road to go.
Yeah.
It is. That's gonna take some money crunching. I got 2 years to work on it if we're here. Or if I'm here. You guys don't fire me again.
Any other commissioner comments? Agenda scheduling. We got a special meeting set up for the 19th?
10th. Wednesday, December 10th at 1 p.m. That'll be when you guys do all your financial statements again, and we'll swear in the other three commissioners. And then we can work on the budget on that, too. No?
That's December 10th, isn't it?
December 10th. Wednesday, December 10th at 1 o'clock. And then we can do a work session December 15th. At 9 a.m. And the regular meeting, December 22nd, if everybody can make the 22nd. I know we're getting close to the holiday area there, and at 9 a.m. I will get this out to Jennifer ASAP, and hopefully she can get this all put together, but depending on how you guys feel about this, if we need to do another work session on this budget, maybe December 3rd, we can do one.
Well, we need to have it. We need to get this thing kind of getting it going.
Yep, exactly. We want to make sure we get it finalized, and that way we can budget, or that way we can, if we could do our first vote on it December 10th in the time we're here, and then the final vote on the 22nd, that'd be great. But I do not want you guys to feel uncomfortable about any of this. So we want to make sure
I guess I want assurance that we're going to get 100 grand from the city.
Yeah, me too. She left.
If we put that in our budget, and they don't, then...
Yeah, and we only get 50 or 60?
Right. Then what?
Yeah. Right. We got to fire the fire chief or something. I don't know.
I don't have anybody here left from the city council.
No, she ran as soon as you brought it up.
I have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. So moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 This meeting's adjourned.
I will get with the programming company and figure out how to get the light items changed, all of that stuff. So bear with me on that one, because that's going to take a little work.
How long do you have
for these things? Want to check the
food
presentation?
Huh?
All right, so you need me to sign.
No, not signing anything.
The minutes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that regulation.
No, minutes. Right?
Don't sign anything.
Yeah.
It's got like five or six of them.
What, you said no?
No, we're saying he was saying yeah. He thought you were signing the regulations. No, we signed the minutes. And we have like five
or
six.
That would get shredded real quick.
Black guy threw that. Well, she gets fired again.
I'm too busy laughing.
You click off where that red button is, and that one right there.
You don't get to decide yours.
But no, I never got my own. Oh, we did, didn't we?
We did. You need to take that to
the test. Yeah. Well, I usually stick them on again.
Well, I know why she's staring at it. Yeah. Probably wondered if he's even doing it right.
Okay, I'm gonna go home.
Okay, enjoy your vacation.
Thanks. This one comes with a
thing. Thank you. You can go.
To a ship.
I was just holding. That's all I was doing. I'm not responsible yet.
What are you
and
Shannon doing for Thanksgiving?
We are flying out Wednesday for Charlotte. I was like this last night.
Good for you.
So Wednesday at noon, I'll be Jet Airlines.
Good for you. Here. Have fun.
We haven't been there since we moved here. So she's like, I want things to be Charlotte. And we realized she's going to be your mom. My brother is going to bring his freaking kids, a wife, and the other brother, you know, he never shows up anyway.
We'll be 2 hours away.
Will you? Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Myrtle Beach.
Oh. You're not getting any of my pumpkin pie.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
You can come over, but you're not getting any of my pumpkin pie.